What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9-to-5 as healthily and happily as possible. Okay, I think I need to just commit to, for the rest of this prep, like an episode every other week. Okay, I've been slacking and I keep on coming on every episode and talking about how I'm slacking, but I'm not gonna lie, guys, like things are starting to heat up and get pretty what's the word for it? Like, we're really starting to dig and starting to push now. And my energy, like, there are times that I just cannot sit down here and, like, give you guys a good episode because I'm half asleep. But yesterday we had a high carb day. I'm drinking my coffee right now. There's finally, I like to record when there's nobody home too, just because they make noises, you know? And also, like, I'm trying to be expressive. I get embarrassed. So, yeah, we're going to commit to an episode every other week. But I'm here. Hi. What's up? How are you guys? I'm talking as if you guys are going to answer me, but you're not. I have been putting in an extensive amount of time watching Love Island recently. And I know I said I was going to come on and keep updating you guys. And then I realized, like, Love Island is not a show that you could just get on and, like, speak your mind about, because you need to have an episode every day. Like, you need to commit to something like that. There's, like, 5-6 episodes in a week. And I flew through that shit. And now it's over. Now it's over. I actually have, like, 15 more minutes left, so I haven't seen, like, the end. But I'll tell you this. I feel like I talked to you guys when we were about halfway through, or when I was about halfway through, and now I'm almost done. Shocked that Aaron and Kaylor went home before the final four. In my opinion, I think they should have been there over Leah and Miguel, just because, like, they are a stronger couple. But I also think, like, Aaron got let off the hook way too easy with that stuff, like with the Casa stuff, and then, like, the videos after on movie night. I found myself in, like, a tough position because I've, like, been in Kaylor's shoes, and I feel like in the past I've been a girl that's, like, so stand my ground, like, he doesn't deserve me, blah, 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 blah. And then the second they apologize, I'm like, oh my God, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Because you just, when you care about a person, it's really hard to walk away. But I don't know. Let's just hope that they're good on the outside. Rob was, like, really shitty and problematic in the beginning. And then towards the end, like, he just kind of, like, fizzled out. I don't know. I felt very strongly about him in the beginning, where I was like, this guy's a piece of shit. I feel like I know him. And he probably is a piece of shit. Like, the TikToks that have come out from his past are just super, super cringy. But I don't know. He just stopped, like, he stopped giving the drama. It was over. Serena and oh my God, I lost my shit when OBJ came on the screen. Lost my shit. I'm a Giants fan. It's embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it right now. It's not football season. But I was wondering if they were going to put him on there. And then when he was like, people are coming up to me in the locker room, like, talking about this show. I'm like, Love Island is it right now. If you have not watched it, like, get on Peacock. It's so easy to rip through. There's a lot, but I ripped through this in, like, 2 weeks. Like, people are talking to OBJ about it. Come on. Like, you're not, it's all about Cordell Beckham now. I don't know. Those are my, I could go on and on, but it's over now. I feel like I missed it. Like, I missed all the hype. I don't know. Something important happens afterwards. We'll talk about it. I will say I don't really like Leah that much, though. Her voice is, like, really annoying. I'm like, how do you talk? Like, I couldn't listen to that forever, but whatever. That's my Love Island talk. I went and saw Twisters this week. Guys, I feel like I should have waited to talk about this for the Hot Topics. I went and saw Twisters, and it was good. There are parts of it that were unrealistic. Like, this isn't a spoiler or anything, but obviously Glenn Powell's character is, like, a tornado wrangler. That's what he calls himself. Like, he chases tornadoes and he's got this truck, and his whole thing is like, you know, he goes into the tornadoes and does whatever YouTube followers ask him to do, like shoot fireworks up it, whatever. So he's got this truck, and the truck then drills, like has a feature where it could drill itself down into the ground, like, you know, to keep from blowing away for the tornado. But there is one scene, like, and again, this isn't really spoiling anything. Buildings are like falling apart at the seams, you know, doors are getting ripped off, all the like foundations are crumbling, and this truck's just standing there in the middle of a tornado, in the eye of a tornado. Not move. Do you guys hear this? This is why I don't get podcasts done every week, because I'm trying to record and someone's backing up a U-Haul. God damn it. All right, I think they're done. Anyway, I was like, there's just no fucking way that like movie theaters are getting ripped apart at the foundation and this truck that's drilled into the ground is just sitting here. So that was one thing. But honestly, the movie was so good and it was so action-packed that you don't think about that in the moment. Like, it doesn't ruin anything in the moment. Glenn Powell, whew, he looked good. He looked good. I don't know what it is about him, because if you actually look at him closely, like, his eyes are small and a little wrinkled. He's got, like, really small lips. But he's just a handsome fella. It's weird, because his features are not, like, what you would, like, describe as an ideal man. But, God, it works for him. It's also alarming, and nobody talks about this, it's alarming to me how much he looks specifically like Captain America. Like Chris Evans as Captain America. Now, who's more handsome? We're getting off topic, but who's more handsome here? Glenn Powell or Captain America? Hold on, I gotta pull up Google Photos. I don't know. It might be Glenn. The whole cowboy thing, though, like, that just really did it over for me. Whew. Listen, I don't have a desire to go to a rodeo, like, ever. I feel really bad for the bulls and stuff. I don't know. I just don't like animals. You know, they get to me. And there were some, like, hillbilly moments, but he was not one of those moments. And he made me seriously want to buy a plane ticket to Tennessee, not Oklahoma. I have zero desire to ever go to Oklahoma, especially after that movie. Find myself a cowboy. God damn it. I need like a manly man with a truck, some bicep veins. If you know anyone, let them know. Let them know I'm looking. Okay, anyway, though, Twisters was a really, really good movie. The opening scene, like, I kind of knew what was going to happen. Like, I predicted it, but still, so good. And then throughout the movie, again, like, not really a spoiler, this is just what you would expect out of a tornado movie. People getting sucked up into a tornado, that shit's fucking wild. Wild. So then I was thinking, you get sucked up by a tornado, right? Like, say you're just standing, you're running, you're doing whatever. Tornadoes, like, the winds obviously pick you up off your feet, suck you into that. What actually kills you? Because you could, like, you're spinning around like you're airborne. It's not like you drowned or anything. Like, how do you actually, like, what actually ends up killing you, and do you survive? Well, I guess it's not do you survive, but, like, what is the survival rate of people who have gotten uplifted by tornadoes and sucked in? And I'm talking, like, big tornadoes. So I don't know. I think it's probably, like, injuries. That's what I would assume, because if you get swept up, again, you're just, like, spinning around. So I would think it's, like, since everything else is, like, airborne, like, you probably get impaled by something, or, I don't know, like, can your heart beat so, like, can you spin so fast that you, like, your heart gives out? Is that what it is? I don't know, but that's a shit way to die. You want to talk about shitty ways to die? Being sucked up by a tornado. I was also shocked at the amount of places in the movie in Oklahoma that didn't have storm shelters. Bitch, if I lived in Oklahoma, Kansas, whatever, the first thing I'm doing is making sure I have a goddamn basement. That's it. Whatever. Anyway, Twisters was fantastic. Definitely would go see it. Now, my next mission, like maybe this will be my cardio mission for the week. I need to watch the second Deadpool so I can watch Deadpool and Wolverine. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my second, or no, that's going to be my cardio mission. All right, I'll report back. But yeah, so that's what we watched this week. I've been clocking in a lot of treadmill. Oh my God, my mom's texting me asking me if we need eggs. We need eggs. That's such an important text. I've been clocking in a lot of cardio hours this week because, like I said, I'll give you guys a little prep update. I'm about to be 7 weeks out, or I guess I am 7 weeks out now. So we're pushing cardio 7 times a week in the morning, fasted, which is a nice way, honestly. Like it gets me out of the, like it gets that out of the way early. But I live, like I don't have a home gym. Like we don't have room for a treadmill or anything in my house. So I bit the bullet on Prime Day and I got a walking pad. And honestly, it does the job. So I got the one that inclines, and by inclines, like it just has like pegs that you could lift it up on, like to create the incline. But I have it in my room. It can fit under my bed, but for right now, like I'm just leaving it out because I have to use it every day. So I'm leaving it out. The speeds are a little bit off. Like I have to go to speed like 5 here, where I'm not going 5 miles an hour. On a regular treadmill, it's probably about a 3.4. But I just plop it down in front of, it's in front of my computer, the way that my room is set up with the outlets. And I walk for 30 minutes. And it's great. The brand that I have, I'm looking at it right now, Rhythm Fun from Amazon. And, okay, so I would suggest you guys get this. Rhythm Fun, if you're looking for a walking pad, Rhythm Fun from Amazon. Because they sent me something in the mail yesterday that said, review to redeem a $30 Amazon gift card. Please refer to the following steps. Leave a 5-star review, send a review link or screenshot and order ID, and then you email them to get a gift card. Fuck it, I'm in. I got this thing for like, what, $130 or something like that. And now I'm getting $30 back off of it. Hell yeah. I'm in. So Rhythm, what did I say it was? Rhythm Fun. Fun's a little bit of a stretch, but it works. It's great. I don't have a standing desk, which honestly is kind of fine because I need to be walking fast and like pumping my arms and stuff. But I've been wanting a walking pad so bad just because, as you guys know, your girl clocks in a lot of TV hours. Like she likes her reality TV. But it would be so much more productive if I was walking, even at a slow pace, even if it was a casual walk, while watching my TV rather than just sitting my lazy ass in bed. Big fan. But let's move on with today's episode. I have a little bit of don't sell yourself short, Liz. We have an educational piece for you guys today. No interviews. I do got to set some stuff up, but I'm struggling, guys. I'm sorry. What was I going to say? Dear God. I don't know. Well, without further ado, let's just jump into this week's episode. All right, so I wanted to get into some hot topics for this week, but honestly, the only hot topic is that everybody and their fucking mother is at the Olympics, and for some reason, the Olympics is like a red carpet event these days. And I don't hate it. I don't know how I really feel about it. I don't hate it. It's cool, like, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it just seems like it got a little bit too like celebrity-esque when it's like, okay, this isn't your moment. It's the athlete's moment. I like the idea of these people going out and supporting like their countries and showing their like patriotism. I don't know what the word is, but like, Then the world is so caught up on like, oh my God, Jeremy Allen White, oh my God, Ariana Grande, like Beyonce, like they're all there, like at the Olympic red carpet, blah, blah, blah. When it's like, all right, the spotlight's on you all the time. Let's give, like, let's give Katie Ledecky her moment. Let's give Simone Biles her moment. You know, let, like, I don't know. It was cool. And it's cool seeing those two, like, those two worlds intertwine, but it's not their moment. You know, it's not their moment. All right, let's see. What's, oh, we have a little message from Teresa Giudice. So, okay, so I'm behind on Real Housewives because I've been clocking in so many hours on Love Island. Teresa posted something the other day on Instagram. I've been on The Real Housewives of New Jersey for the last 14 seasons. During that time, I've seen and been a part of my fair share of drama with my castmates. What is happening off camera on social media is absolutely disgusting and is fueled by toxic people who are not affiliated with the show or cast and are only interested in promoting themselves by spreading their hate through false narratives and lies. It has affected all of us on the cast and our families. They are attacking our children, going after our businesses, and they are turning something that is supposed to be entertainment into something very dark and toxic. This hate and toxicity has to stop. I'm asking everyone to stop engaging in any negativity towards my castmates and all of our families. Enough is enough. Love, 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 Teresa. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm not up to date with what's going on. And it seems like this is like in real life, not on the show. Like currently what's going on. I mean, I can imagine what's going on in the comment sections of her Instagrams and Melissa's Instagram and all that. I'm not going to lie. When I first started reading that first sentence, I thought that she was leaving the show. And I was like, there's no fucking way. Like Real Housewives of New Jersey has to end before Teresa Giudice leaves. But I do think that this was really, really big of her to post, or not big of her, but mature of her to post, because during the season, you know, we see she hates Margaret and Melissa. More Margaret, though. She fucking hates Margaret. Every time someone says Margaret's name, she's like, well, like the devil. She's ruthless towards Margaret. So to see her kind of post something like this, that's like, not just like, leave me and my friends' families alone. Like, no, everybody, like, cut the fucking crap. Because honestly, some of it probably is a little dramatized. You know, she knows she's being filmed. So when someone says Margaret's name, she's like, the devil. Ugh, ruthless. But in real life, like, they probably just don't engage when they don't have to engage with each other. And people probably aren't bringing Margaret up around her. So I don't know what the hell is going on. I do think that it was big of Teresa to post that. And at the end of the day, like her and her brother and Melissa, like they do not get along. They do not like each other. But you have to draw the line at the hate. And when it becomes like a threat to your family, like they are family at the end of the day. It's one thing for Melissa to be like, I fucking hate Teresa and blah, blah, blah. They know each other. We don't know them. We don't know them. And I think people forget that a lot watching reality TV. It's even with Sandoval, you know, it's like, it's good to like get in and whatever, but draw the line at like the hate speech on Sandoval's Instagram. Like you don't personally know him. Say it to your friends, whatever. Talk about it on your podcast. I did. But I'm not going up to his face being like, you deserve to die, bitch. I don't know him. And words are really super hurtful. I don't know. Some people need a life. I love reality TV as much as the next gal. But I'm not going to go up to Teresa Giudice and be like, I think you're a fucking psycho. No, I don't know her. Whack. Whatever. That's it for Hot Topics. All right. Let's get into some highlights for the week. Honestly, my health and fitness related highlight is the fact that I've just been able to... Oh, wait. No. I'm changing this. My health and fitness related highlight is the fact that Alex put Rice Krispie treats in my plan 2 days this week. And I know that I got on this podcast and I shit on Rice Krispie treats, but that's because I'm not using them for pre-workout fuel, okay? It was my treat. They're light. They're tasty. And I freaking enjoyed them. And they made me so happy. That's it. There's nothing else to say about it. That's it. They're good. They're good. And I'm going to make my own protein Rice Krispie treats when I'm allowed to eat again. You just fucking wait. You guys, I've been doing a lot. So I do freelance social media on the side, by the way. If you have any gigs for me, shameless plug, let me know. But I've been doing it for Triton Nutrition. And this week I spent a lot of time like baking and coming up with reels and stuff for them. And the ideas that I have sitting in my back pocket, you guys just wait for the content that I produce once I can eat food again. You guys just wait. I'm coming out hot. Anyway, that's my health and fitness related highlight. My non-health and fitness related highlight is definitely, I mean, I already talked about it, but going to see Twisters. I saw it with one of my friends, one of my really, really good friends from my old job that I don't get to see that often anymore. So just having that moment of like just the two of us, just two besties in the movie theater. Steven, you know, I talk about him all the time on here, my little cinephile freak friend. Just being able to sit down and spend some quality time with a friend, fangirling together over Glenn Powell. That's all I needed in this week. That's truly it. Alrighty, we're getting educational today. And what brought this on is kind of, when I went on my cruise, I ate a lot of sweets. Yep. I had cookies. I had cake. Ooh, I had a large slice of chocolate cake. I don't want to think about it. But when I got back in my next check-in, Alex kind of had a comment for me where he was like, okay, based on like your body, I can kind of tell that you either had a lot of sweets or a lot of alcohol. And I was like, I swear to God, I've been sober since March. Swear to freaking God. But it kind of got me thinking, like, what do you mean you can tell? Like, is it the way? And I was holding on to it in my arms. I was holding on to it in my stomach. So it got me thinking, like, what actually happens to sugar when it enters our body? Everybody knows, you know, stay away, or like it's diet culture tells us stay away from sugar. A lot of people will be like, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm cutting out sugar. To lose weight, you need to eat less than you're expending in a day. However, sugar does play a role. Like, if you're only cutting out sugar, but you're still eating more than you expend in a day, you're not going to lose weight. But if you're trying to lose weight, like, why do we try and cut out sugar besides the fact that it's like not that healthy for us? You know, like, you don't need a lesson on why icing is not as healthy as a strawberry. Okay. But what actually happens to sugar in our bodies? I think it's super important to educate you guys on what goes on in our bodies and not just like throwing like instructions at you guys. You know, like personal trainers, people online will be like, cut out sugar or replace a cupcake with a Kodiak cake, something like that. But why? Why do people tend to cut out sugar? What's the whole point? Your liver metabolizes sugar and alcohol in a way that like it converts the carbs in sugar and alcohol to fat. That's the simplest way to put it. So I'm going to read you guys this little paragraph from Harvard, health.harvard.edu. So I think it's pretty credible. Consuming too much added sugar can raise your blood pressure and increase chronic inflammation, both of which are pathological pathways to heart disease. Okay, that's pretty straight up. But what about the whole fat thing? I mean, we know that sugar is not great for us, but let's get to the fat part. Okay, maybe we should start with, I'll tell you guys, so sugar is a carb. Sugar's carbs. That's why fruit is carbs. Every cell in our body uses glucose, which is a type of sugar, for energy. Carbs are energy. Glucose is what your body makes when your body breaks down proteins, fats, carbs, like those macros. It breaks it down into glucose, but carbs are normally the first one to go. And then some sugars can include fructose, galactose, lactose, maltose, all these oses. Our body breaks down sugar using digestive enzymes. It's called amylase, A-M-Y-L-A-S-E, in our mouths. So the digestion process actually starts in our mouths. That's one thing that you're taught when you get your nutrition certification. Food changes the second it reaches your tongue, your teeth. Its form changes when you chew things. So that's when the digestive process starts. So sugar travels through our digestive tract where it's absorbed into our bloodstream as glucose, which raises our blood sugar levels, causing your pancreas to release insulin. Insulin is a hormone that tells your cells to absorb glucose. So added sugars. So I'm not talking about like berries. I'm not talking about fruit. Added sugars provide your body with energy. As we said, glucose is used for energy, but it offers little nutritional value. Again, I'm reading this offline. Sugary products, especially beverages, don't leave you feeling full. So a huge problem with the weight gain thing too is like that sugar is almost like empty calories. Like it's not satiating to us. Like if I ate a cupcake or if I ate a piece of steak, like the steak's going to leave me more full than the cupcake. So for that reason, you kind of eat more, especially with sugary beverages. Liquid calories are not really fulfilling at all. So that just increases your overall calorie take, you know, because you're still hungry. So you're still eating. And then we're running into the problem of eating more than we're expending in a day, aka leads to weight gain. So specifically fructose, which is in a lot of sugars, when it's broken down by the liver, it's transformed into fat. Now, this is from the University of Utah Healthcare. How the liver processes excess sugar, that is partly true because we know there's a very close interplay between the liver, which is the chemical factory of our bodies, with the pancreas, which is the main regulator of blood sugar, and with the fat cells or adipocytes, which are also a big endocrine organ. The interplay has to do with changes in your blood sugar, the things that you eat, and trying to control the blood sugar back to normal levels. And it also has to do with making cholesterol, making triglycerides, which are fat molecules. Triglycerides are fat molecules that store energy. So yes, if you eat too much sugar or too many carbs, all the energy has to be stored somehow. Normally, that storage is inside the fat cells or fat droplets, and that is how sugar is, quote, turned into fat. That's how our liver processes excess sugar. And that's why it's stored in our fat cells. It's not going anywhere. Now it's in us, and it's staying, aka there's more in our body than there was before. So let's break this down one more time, a little summary. Glucose is what our body's used for, or what our body uses as energy. We eat foods and it breaks down into glucose in our bodies. When there's excess, so carbs are typically like the first one to go and be used as glucose. When there's excess, it's stored inside fat cells until you burn off, until your body uses that extra glucose. So that's why like a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm cutting carbs too, because then the fat that I'm eating is used as energy. Fat, healthy fats from food, like doesn't equate to fat cells in your body. Okay, so that's like a whole big thing. But when we have sugar, it's stored, like at that excess sugar, that fructose and stuff is stored in fat cells in our body, which if you're not burning enough, then just stays there because you're not expending that energy. So it doesn't have to go into the fat reserves where that sugar is hiding. You see what I'm saying? Think about it as like you're sitting on the bench, right? Like you're a bench warmer for your soccer team. Okay. If nobody gets tired, You know, if they're not working hard enough on the field and they don't need a sub, you're not going to be used. You're just going to sit there. That's what sugar does in our bodies. So, one more thing I wanted to talk about. I talked about fructose and stuff, and not all fructose is bad for you, okay? We in diet culture just hear fructose and freak out because we think of high fructose corn syrup and stuff like that. High fructose corn syrup ain't good for you. It ain't good for you. But fructose is, it's a chemical compound. It's sweet, and it's, but it's, it can come from fruits, honey, vegetables. Okay, its natural form like isn't necessarily unhealthy. Again, we just need to monitor things. So pure fructose is very, very sweet. But we can find fructose in table sugar, which isn't like that great for you. But it could also be found in honey. It could be found in agave. It could be found in fruit. But high fructose corn syrup is present in candy, cookies, baked goods, that kind of stuff, soda, and processed foods. High fructose corn syrup is man-made. Fructose, natural. Okay, also, guys, can I just say this right now? Hold on, I need to pause. I've been sitting on like the University of Utah's page since I read that quote out, and I just glanced over, and there's an ad for toilet cleaner on the website. And it's a side-by-side picture of a dirty toilet and a clean toilet. That's not necessary. I would love, like, that's not, I don't want to see someone's nasty ass toilet ring. Ew. Ew. That should not, that doesn't make me want to buy your product. Okay. Let's get back to the point. So high fructose corn syrup is manufacturer made. You add enzymes to cornstarch, which is a form of glucose, and then it creates a syrup. So that's not really great for you. Okay. So know the difference between fructose and high fructose corn syrup. But yeah, that's my little one-on-one on how sugar actually works in our bodies. So hopefully you can walk away feeling educated. And yeah, that's it. Educate. You're welcome. I'll just say that. You're welcome for clearing it up. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And then follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that jazz at Lifts with Liz. I hope you have a happy and healthy week. And I'll talk to you maybe next week or the week after. We have not decided yet.